B-Pod Studios.
Good. 7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, let's say good morning to our Super Smart player today. By the way, Super Smart is brought to you by our friends at East Coast Metal Roofing. Yeah.
Jinx.
Okay. Let's say good morning to Jeff from Worcester. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Well, great. Nice to meet you. Jeff, you work for the DPW, right?
I do, yes.
Well, you got some time off to play?
I'm on vacation, so yes. Hopefully my brain's not on vacation.
Sweet. Wow, who's going to lean on that shovel?
Oh, Ryan Bell.
Ryan Bell.
Come on, Jeff thinks that's funny.
Okay. Oh, my God. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Brian
you
Bell.
You have no idea what he does for the DPW.
Tell me I'm wrong, Jeff.
No.
Anyway.
Right. What did Lynyrd Skynyrd say? Don't ask me any questions.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't tell you any questions. Okay. Jeff, let's see if we can get you $1,000. I know you're on vacation. That'd be sweet, right? All you got to do is get 10 of LBF's questions correct, and that's what you'll win. Don't forget, say pass if you're not sure about a question. If there's time on the clock, we'll circle back. Here you go, Jeff.
What is 8 minus 3?
5.
Park Avenue appears on what board game?
Monopoly.
Blanche Devereaux was a character on this sitcom.
Golden Girls.
Who sings the song Careless Whisper?
Careless Whisper. Yes.
Patrick Swayze played a bouncer in this movie.
Roadhouse.
Who is the manager of the Red Sox?
Pass.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Yes.
In Greek mythology, who's the goddess of the rainbow?
Pass.
Who runs the orphanage in the musical Annie?
Daddy Warbucks.
In what U.S. state is known as the Magnolia State?
Magnolia. Georgia.
Who sings the song Careless Whisper?
What'd you say?
George Michael.
All right, at the buzzer.
Look at you.
Nice job.
Guilty feet have no rhythm. Right.
Now, who's the other one? Scott? Was he the...
Yes. Well, it was Francis Scott Key.
Yes.
That was... Yeah, you missed the key. Okay. But that's all right. You got half right. You passed a few times.
Yep.
So we ran out of time. LBF, what else did we miss?
Who's the manager of the Red Sox? Alex Cora.
I almost had it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner? Francis Scott Key. In Greek mythology, the goddess of the rainbow is Iris. Miss Hannigan runs the orphanage in the musical Annie. And the U.S. state known as the Magnolia State is Mississippi.
There you go.
I'm surprised we came up with a daddy one.
That's all right. Yeah, right. Well done, sir.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't win the big bucks, but you did win a pair of tickets to see Steely Dan at the Orpheum Theater. Wouldn't that be great? November 17th.
Oh, excellent.
So, Jeff, I always ask, because the general public wants to know, who are you going to take with you?
Oh, my wife.
Oh.
Look at that. See, guys don't even blink.
No, they don't.
They don't even blink.
The women always like, maybe my husband.
Maybe my husband. All right, Jeff from Worcester, it was nice to meet you. Enjoy Steely Dan, and we appreciate you listening.
Enjoy your vacation.
Yeah, that too.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, if you want to play Super Smart like Jeff did, just sign up at WROR.com. Play the home version of the game. See how you do there. You kind of see what skills you have if you're super smart.
Practice run. You play it, you slay it, then we pay it.
Could be $1,000 up for grabs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.